Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Lee Lacy. Batting second. The second baseman, Rick Burleson. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ray Knight. Batting seventh. The catcher, Terry Kennedy. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Ken Gerhardt. Batting ninth. The DH, Mike Young. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jeff Ballard. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Alfredo Griffin. Batting second. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting third. The left fielder, Jose Canseco. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mark McGuire. Batting fifth. The DH, Ron Say. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mike Davis. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Stan Javier. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mickey Tettleton. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Mike Gallego. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Kurt Young. And now, play ball. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy hits a line drive towards short. Griffin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gallego settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tettleton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Lacy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Two outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a line drive into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gallego settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a pop-up towards short. Griffin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Athletics. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ballard fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Knight settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ballard fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Ken Gerhardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerhardt bunts towards third. Lansford fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gerhardt moves to second. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gerhardt. The throw from Tettleton and he is safe. Gerhardt steals third. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Young. The throw from Tettleton and he is safe. Young steals second. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 0-for-1 in the game. Lacy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Canseco. Lacy reaches second base with a double. Gerhardt scores. Young scores. It's 2-1, Orioles. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-1 in the game. Burleson hits a line drive towards right. Davis catches it and throws to second to double up Lacy. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripken strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettleton hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallego strikes out. There goes Tettleton. The throw from Kennedy to second, and Tettleton is out. Two outs. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Griffin hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-1 in the game. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-1 in the game. Murray strikes out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Knight hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Orioles. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 0-for-1 in the game. Canseco hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. McGuire hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 0 for 1 in the game. Say is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Athletics 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Ken Gerhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerhart is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gerhart hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Young fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Young hits a fly ball into left field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Lacy hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Orioles. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0 for 1 in the game. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettleton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tettleton hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lacy. Tettleton reaches second base with a double. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallego is 0 for 1 in the game. Gallego bunts towards first. Murray scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gallego for the out. Tettleton moves to third. Two outs. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Athletics 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 2 in the game. Burleson is called out on strikes. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 2 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gallego scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 2 in the game. Murray hits a pop-up towards third. Lansford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0 for 2 in the game. Lansford hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Orioles, 3, Athletics, 3. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 0 for 2 in the game. Canseco hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. McGuire hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 0 for 2 in the game. Say hits a fly ball into left field. Gerhardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Athletics 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gallego misplays the ball. That's an error on Gallego. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Knight hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 2 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Knight moves to third. Ken Gerhardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerhardt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gerhardt hits a fly ball towards left. Canseco catches it and throws to Griffin, who relays to McGuire to double up Kennedy. Knight tags and scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Orioles. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first, with Ballard covering, for the out. One out. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0 for 2 in the game. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettleton is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Tettleton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ballard fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Young takes first base on ball 4. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Lacy bunts towards third. Lansford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Young. The throw from Tettleton and he is out, Griffin applying the tag. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 3 in the game. Burleson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jack O'Connor now pitching. Tony Phillips pinch hits for Mike Gallego. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burleson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tom Knight in fewer now pitching. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Griffin. The throw from Kennedy and he is out, Ripken applying the tag. Two outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lansford takes first base on ball 4. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 0 for 3 in the game. Canseco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lansford moves to third. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. McGuire hits a fly ball into right field. Lacey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Tony Phillips now playing second base. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-3 in the game. Ripken hits a fly ball into center field. Javier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-3 in the game. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-3 in the game. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first, with Young covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 0-for-3 in the game. Say takes first base on ball 4. Luis Polonia pinch runs for Ron Say. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Polonia moves to second. Ken Dixon now pitching. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0-for-3 in the game. Javier bunts, foul, towards third. Knight settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reggie Jackson pinch hits for Mickey Tettleton. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Phillips hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Knight settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 4, and Oakland Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.